From the kitchen in CRAZY San Ramon, it's Pancake. One meal told week by week. I'm Laura Matthews. My investigation had hit a tree, which is not as hilarious as it sounds. I finally knew what she did before breakfast, but why did that matter? Unless she ate crows for breakfast, what was the connection? Wait, maybe she did. Nah, she doesn't even like them. And it's not like they taste good. There's no way. In cases like these, you've got to keep an open mind. Anything could be the key, even if it doesn't look like it could be. You just got to shove it in the keyhole, and when it doesn't fit, do your best to pick it all out of there. Trust me, the crow was even harder to get out than in. I decided I didn't need to know about Sarah as an individual to continue the investigation. It's not like her personality or habits had anything to do with what she eats for breakfast. Besides, I had some intel that's about to crack this case wide open. I was minding my own business for once when I got an anonymous call.
Hello? Hey, is this Ariel? No, this is Laura from Pancake. Oh, sorry.
I can't let it go. It's just too bizarre. I have a lot of guesses that I will say out loud. Guess one, President Obama. Is he a fan of Sarah Koenig? Maybe he knows something. Maybe he was with her when she was eating breakfast. Guess two, singer-songwriter Jackson Brown. He must know something. It's gotta be somebody's babe. Guess three, it was Sarah Koenig herself. Maybe she was trying to tell me something, but why wouldn't she come forward herself? It was driving me crazy. I had to clear my head, which is not an easy task when you're as brilliant as me. I wasn't gonna let this get to me. Nothing was gonna drive me crazy except for me. So I got in my car and I went for a drive. I stopped by a coffee shop to get my favorite drink. It's a decaf undertow, single shot, tall, with whipping cream underneath non-fat. Or a dust one for short. After driving aimlessly around town for a while, I found myself in the one place where everything makes sense to me. A Best Buy parking lot. I circled the store for a few hours, finally picking a parking spot and just sitting there for a while. I needed a quiet place to think for a bit. I was there for 5 days, sometimes circling, sometimes parked. Then, strangely, the cops came. I had just finished a lap, right at around closing time. I was confused by their firmness of resolve to get me out of my car and into the cruiser, especially when I struggled to get away. Luckily, footage of the incident soon appeared online. My producer, Alex, forwarded it to me. It was under the strange title of Crazy Lady Arrested in Best Buy Parking Lot. I don't know. In the video, you see a girl about my age getting pulled from my car by two officers. The girl is making loud noises and swinging her arms. One of the officers says something, transcribed on screen as, "Ma'am, please stop struggling." I seem to remember at the time, though, he actually said, "Ma'am, please stop struggling or I'll eat your bones and toss your flesh to the crows." Then, at about a minute in, right after some cows wander onto the scene, I begin to use the pathetically little strength I have to try to squirm and evade capture. I was so weak, it looks like I'm moving in slow motion. But it barely rattles the cops, who simply tighten their grip on me and put me in the cruiser. The whole thing takes less than 2 minutes. Then it's done. The video cuts out. I soon found myself processed and inside the interview room. I was ready for my talk with the cops. If I'd learned anything from Serial, which is literally the only source of truth we can trust in this whole world, it's that when you first talk to the cops, you're supposed to lie about everything.
I know everything.
Okay, what exactly do you know everything about?
Everything.
The officers, somewhat puzzled by my full admission of guilt, told me to start from the beginning.
Here's what happened. Sarah Koenig had to leave school early that day, but she had the next guard shift, so she couldn't have gotten far, and it turned out she was inside the library the whole time.
You'll notice that, as we go through my interview, there will start to be little inconsistencies.
Turned out the library was inside her the whole time.
Can you walk me through this again?
The police asked me a lot of questions, but I stuck to my story, which was that I was decidedly not sticking to any story.
So, what exactly are you confessing to?
I replied, "Officer, everything. I've done everything wrong," when, in my head, I was doing everything right, which was lying. There were some big lies.
Yes, sir. Sarah gave Secretary Clinton her phone for the day because she needed to get my weed.
There were also small lies. Lies that still bother me, that don't make any sense. At one point, I started screaming about my quote friend unquote Alex and how cool she is. I don't get it. Alex isn't cool. This was nuts. Why would I say that? What was I talking about? At one particularly intense part of my interview, one of the officers asked me a question piercing deep to the very heart of the thing. He asked, "Who's Sarah Koenig?" And if I had been there, I would have had a better answer for him, but at the time, this was my only reply.
Joan of Arc. And for the record, so am I.
What?
This was a problem for the cops, but what struck me was that they never really pressed me on any of it. One of the more strangely subtle lies I told had to do with the location of my car.
I ditched my car in the Radio Shack parking lot. I know all the cross streets by it, but I wouldn't know it by sight.
Hey, we're gonna need to bring in a doctor or maybe a psychologist in here as soon as possible. Thank you.
By the end of the tape, the whole narrative had changed.
Sarah was late for milking duty one morning, so I helped her get all the heifers done in time.
Wait, where were you?
Well, I was on her family's dairy farm.
Right, and why were you at her family's dairy farm?
Well, I was a male ranch hand with a rugged face and big sweaty arms that would work there. I worked there.
That seems wrong.
Yeah, that's what her dad thought. And so when he caught me helping her, he made me plow the fields all day in the hot sun. And so, of course, I got a sunburn.
Naturally.
So then Sarah came with some aloe vera and some ice cold lemonade, and we just hung out that afternoon in the shade of the old oak tree.
Right. I don't remember asking you about this. What does this have to do with you in the Best Buy parking lot?
Don't ask me that.
Right.
Eventually, they just let me go. It turned out I was suffering from heat stroke and some mania-inducing disease you apparently get from eating a lot of crows, which explains some of the more incoherent stuff I kept screaming about.
Jake's not my brother. I think my skin is melting. It's pronounced Chavez.
Journalism is a lot like police work, although apparently you don't get paid for it. Lots of long hours asking questions, people constantly staring at the gun on your hip. I wish I could tell you where this investigation would take me next. The Capitol? The Himalayan Mountains? Probably somewhere near Chicago? God only knows. Well, him and Sarah Koenig. All I know is that my first stop has to be to the pharmacy to pick up some new medication. I don't know why I need it. It's not like there's anything wrong. Wrong with me. Anyway, do you have any tips or comments on this investigation? Email us at pancakepodcast@hotmail.com. By the way, that's also my Xbox Live account email. I thought I'd kill two crows with one stone. Pancake is produced by Rocky Chavez and me. It was written and edited by me. Rocky did our theme music and is sound tech extraordinaire. Alex Richwood is our freelance story consultant. There was one fact in the episode. I don't know if you caught it. Special thanks to Chuck Fleming for letting me use his blurb, Alex McNaughton for always being cool, and to Sarah Koenig and the entire Serial staff. Pancake is not affiliated with Serial or This American Life in any way. Stay tuned for a preview of the next episode of Pancake. You know the drill, no sponsors yet, but, guys, okay. Without taking any money from them, I want to tell you about my Warby Parker sunglasses. Warby Parker. They're polarized. They fit my head perfectly. They're super cool. I look amazing in them. Warby Parker. Not a sponsor, just a big fan. Anyway. The preview. Hey, play the clip. We don't have one. Why? Because I didn't write one? Oh, okay. Smoke bomb! Okay, hey, they can't see us now. Let's go. Let's just leave. Ow, God! Oh, I stubbed my foot because of the smoke bomb. God, I can't see anything!